The greatest experience of my life was when I was introduced to the Father. 5 months later, my promise conceived to the date. When my promise conceived, the most remarkable thing is how much the Father is interested in you and that promise you carry, and how much He loves you and what He put in you, and how much He'll dwell with it. And when you experience that, when your promise moves to a state of conception and the love of the Father is swimming on the inside of you with that promise, these are my babies. Like Paul Yogi Joe would say, these are my babies. It becomes inseparable. But the joy of doing that every day is the greatest joy of my life. Is to spend time with Him in that. And to have His pleasure. That's how you know. Because there are a lot of people that carry promises and they're carrying it with pain. You know why you carry a promise with pain? It hadn't arrived to its destination yet. Because it's painful to carry a promise you cannot see manifested. And what everyone is, they get into that state of waiting for their promise. Waiting, and it gets painful. That promise wasn't designed to sit and wait. That promise was designed to be brought back to the Father for conception. And until it conceives, it's going to be painful. Did you hear that? When it conceives, your pain. In childbearing with God, I know something about childbearing now, praise the Lord. I'm a man, but I understand some things about childbearing. I don't have any birth pains right now. I'm happy. And it's living. And it's living with joy. And it's living with peace. And it's living in glory. And it's alive. And He's walking with me in it. And He's with me in it every day. And that's how I know it's coming out. And it's huge, too. It's big. Big promise. Big God. Amen. No possible way I can do it in the natural. Big promise. Big God. All doubt and unbelief is being washed out because He gets bigger and greater on the inside of you. And His love gets greater and bigger. Amen. You're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do this. That's what we're here for. Everyone say, I am a birthing center, an incubation chamber of the Most High God. Blessed is my spiritual womb. Blessed is my earthen ground. I'm good ground. Everyone say, I'm good ground. I'm good ground. I'm fertile soil. And say, I'm fertile. The babe in the womb. Do you know that babe lives in a watery womb? The Lord told me, He says, I don't do anything unless I bring it out of water. The whole earth came out of water. It's all under a watery, and then He called the earth out. The waters receded. When He baptizes, you go underwater. That baby lives in a watery womb for 9 months. That womb is made of 96% water. God takes your promise when He conceives it. And then there's another form of dunamis. He comes and waters it with love and dunamis. Say love and dunamis. He'll fill it up with love and dunamis. When God, your promise reaches the love stage where God, His love is filling that promise and fellowship with you and filling you up and dwelling with you in love. See, that thing is getting baptized. It's going to come out in love. Amen. It was born of love. It's going to come out in love. Glory to God forever. Say, I am fertile. Everything's going to change. It's already changing. Can you close your eyes right now and see your tomorrow? If you close your eyes and you cannot see your tomorrow, then you're not. You haven't conceived yet. When you close your eyes and know what God's going to do for you, I can close my eyes and it's here. When you get to that point, you have conceived. Because that's what Paul Yong Cho was talking about. I live with these babies. I wake up with these babies. When a mom is carrying a baby, she knows every second that it's there. Do you wake up with it? You go to bed with it? You know it's there all the time. That's the way it with the promise. Once it conceives, it moves to that level. How many ladies have had children? Was it not a place of love? I mean, it's a cherished thing. How much more would God in creation, and he calls us to be birthing centers in incubation chamber, how much more would he not fill that with love? He's not going to just put that promise in you and say goodbye, okay, have a good time. He's coming with it. He's overshadowing it. Every day he's filling and he's nursing that thing and caressing it with love and filling it with his own self. He is there in the womb, dwelling with it to oversee so it doesn't miscarriage. He's there to see it. So it won't miss. I've had some miscarriages and they're not fun. You get right up to the birth and this, you miscarriage. But this time it's different. The Father's with it. Amen. He's come to us. That's one of my great questions and I am closing. I said, Lord, why did you come like this? Father, I didn't know. Nobody ever taught me this. I don't know. Why have you come so wonderfully like this? He goes, I'm here to see its completion. And I'm here to declare it will not miscarriage. I will watch over it. Mine eye will be upon it until its completion, to its manifestation. See, when you move to that level of confidence and that level of assurance. So as it conceives inside and the Father comes with it, he's watching over it. Amen? Because it's precious not only to you, it's more precious to him. Because he planted the heavens inside you. The Bible says, I will plant the heavens within you. What's coming out of you is a heavenly thing. It's a heavenly birth. All God needed was one Isaac and he made a nation out of it. All God needed is to get Christ into the earth and he multiply him into all nations. One birth coming out of heaven. Get ready. Get ready. When that birth hits the earth, it'll start increasing and multiplying beyond man's power and abilities to understand. It'll have a life of its own. It'll run away from you. And then you're going to go in like this. You can turn the air down so it'll cool. And you'll go, I'm not doing this. And it keeps growing. And it keeps growing. See, we're trying to get up into that kind of operation, but we hadn't birthed it yet. But once it comes in the earth, it'll have a life of its own. It has a kingdom of increase where there is no end to it. That's why the Father comes to oversee it. It's like, don't even think about it, devil. When you're in his love, every day he gives you security. Every day, there's a level of security and confidence and assurance that comes with it. And that's how he takes an impossible situation in the natural, but inside you're not dealing with impossibility. You're dealing in love, assurance, confidence. You see how that works? Because all that's coming with the Father. I don't think since March 11 I have had one single doubt concerning this. Not one. Amen. Amen, because it's conceived. I am pregnant. I got babies.